Welcome to Bayou Garden on 89.3 WRKF. I'm Lee Rouse with the LSU Ag Center. Here in South Louisiana, high winds from hurricanes are a real concern. Now that hurricane season is here, it is time to take a look at the trees in your landscape. Although trees add immeasurably to our home gardens and grounds, trees with problems can be a liability during storms or hurricanes. First, check for trees that have large, dead branches or are totally dead. They should be dealt with as soon as possible. Dead branches should be pruned off and dead trees removed entirely from the property. Look at the overall condition of your trees. A tree that is sickly, low in vigor, and shows significant signs of rot and decay in areas of the trunk may need to be removed, especially if it poses a problem to buildings, homes, or vehicles. Trees whose trunks have large cavities with extensive decay should be considered for removal because rot weakens the trunk and reduces the tree's ability to withstand strong winds. Also, look for branches that hang over houses near the roof. Although the branches may not be touching the roof under normal conditions, the high winds of a violent storm or hurricane can cause these trees to bend and branches to flail around considerably. These branches can cause extensive damage to the roof and should generally be removed. After extreme rain associated with some hurricanes, the soil may be so soft that trees topple over if the weight is not properly proportioned. So trees that are very one-sided or leaning significantly may also need attention. Selectively pruning can relieve the weight of the heavier side of the tree, thus balancing out the weight and distribution of the canopy of that tree. Normally, it is best to have this kind of work done by a professional licensed arborist. A list of licensed arborists in the state of Louisiana can be found on the Louisiana Department of Ag and Forestry website, ldaf.org. It is suggested to contact 2 to 3 arborists to come out to your property to assess the trees which need to be looked at. When interviewing an arborist, these are a few questions that you would want to ask them. Ask to see their state arborist license. All practicing arborists must be licensed by the Louisiana Department of Agriculture and Forestry. Ask to see certificates of insurance, including proof of liability for personal and property damage, as well as workers' compensation. These two questions are the most important questions that you want to ask a licensed arborist when they come onto your property. If an arborist is unwilling to show you any of the documents that were just mentioned, I would suggest moving on to a new arborist. Providing these documents is commonplace for any arborist to provide to a homeowner that they are working with. Finally, I strongly recommend that you be present while the work is being done, even if you have to take off from work. It's the best way to avoid a surprise after the work is finished. And don't be shy about asking questions. You need to fully understand what the arborist's purpose is in the work that they are doing. An arborist should be able to fully explain to you exactly what they are doing on your tree on your property. This is Bayou Garden. I'm Lee Rouse. Join us next week at this time for more on your garden. Podcasts of the show are available at wrkf.org.